Well, I know it sounds strange to hear this, but it's been a very busy middle to end of summer and into fall at the Sharon Playhouse. Lots of creative different shows, lots of creative programming inside, cabarets with limited admission by cars, by people. But it's kept people entertained and it's kept their mind off what's going on with the pandemic. And right now we have both Robert and Alan once again from the Sharon Playhouse with us. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Marshall.
Good morning. Good morning.
Saturday, October 10th. And this is free to the public. You have teamed up with the Historic Sharon Burial Ground, and you are doing free to the public, a guided theatrical experience in the burying grounds. How did this germinate, and what's it going to involve?
Well, we've been having coffee clutches with the Historical Society, the Sharon Historical Society, the Hotchkiss Library, and the Burial Ground for the last, I would say, since the pandemic started, just to talk about how the nonprofits are making it work. And we were trying to figure out how can we all work together. And, you know, we've done a version of the Spoon River Stories in Brooklyn back in 2011. And we thought this would be a really fun experience for our audience up here. As soon as we got to Sharon in 2017, Alan and I actually went to the cemetery to see if we could actually do it here. We're like, oh, this would be a lot of fun. So, you know, it's getting back to that idea and teaming with the Historical Society because of the historical factor of the cemetery. And since it's Edgar Lee Masters' story, we thought it'd be a perfect tie-in with the library. So all of us have just teamed together, and we're all taking on different roles in making this happen on October 10th.
And what,
talking to me, our part is the performance part that will actually be in the cemetery.
And what time is that going to start?
So it's going to be an hourly tour starting at noon, and it is limited to 10 people per group, and we're going for about 5-6 hours. So the total during the day will be about 60 people. Like I said, 10 people per group. And what they do is there will be a tour guide that starts them at the top of the cemetery. And we have, besides the Edgar Lee Masters stories from Spoon River, we have 3 original stories based on people who are actually buried in our town cemetery, which is sort of exciting. For example, we have the final story is Mariah Hotchkiss of Hotchkiss Library and Hotchkiss School fame. We have a Beatrice Fay, who was an early suffragette. She's buried there. So we have a suffragette story. And we're interspersing them with 24 actors doing original stories, as I mentioned, and some very select Spoon River stories. And so the tour guide will take you through the cemetery. The whole tour lasts about an hour. As you mentioned, free to the public. You just need to make a reservation. Any of our websites have the links to a reservation. And then there'll be a little reception up on the green at the library and the Historical Society right after.
And once again, to make a reservation for this on October 10th at the Sharon Spoon River, just go to SharonPlayhouse.org. Right there on the homepage, scroll down, you'll find the show, and then click on the link to reserve your tickets, even though it's free, because, like you said, there's only going to be 10 per tour, and that means they'll probably go quickly as well on top of that.
Yeah, I think right now, at last count yesterday, we had about 28 reserved spots already, so
we're about half done now.
But we love site-specific theater. It just makes our hearts warm to take the entertainment outside of a theater and into a community. It's so much fun.
As Rob had mentioned, we have done a different version of Spoon River in Greenwood in Brooklyn, and that was quite a theatrical experience. But Robert and I started our careers as producers doing... we had a show that was set in a bar, so we put it in a bar, and then took it to Los Angeles in a bar. So we really are excited about bringing our little bit of our experience of site-specific here to the Sharon area. With Sharon, from Sharon to Spoon River is what this event is called.
And all the actors in the piece are all local actors.
So it should be, it's a nice way to get involved and entertained and supportive of area nonprofits. Now, the kicker to everything comes up with your next show, which is coming up on Sunday, October 11th, and that is the movie presentation, Little Shop of Horrors. Let's talk a little bit about that. That sounds like that show. I would predict that show will sell out very, very quickly.
Well, we're hoping so, but I think we agree with you that it will, because... We've been teaming with Carol Satillon and the Movie House from Millerton, and this is going to be a capper to that. And we we tasked her. We're like, okay, we want to do a musical for our finale, and she totally agreed. And what better one than this in October and fun, and everybody loves Little Shop. And then there'll be a few surprises as well.
It's a fun show. It's a fun show for anybody of any age, and it's recognizable music. And like you said, the whole, I think, purpose behind these shows is to show support, and you can show your support for the movie house. I mean, even when they get the final approval to open up, they're still only going to be able to put like 40 or 50% of the people in their theater, and they've really been sitting dark for about 6 months now. So once again, Little Shop of Horrors, the drive-in movie event, is Sunday, October 11th. The gates will open at 6, introduction at 7, movie at 7:15. Once again, that's limited to 52 vehicles to get in there. And I'm sure the surprises you have are going to be a lot of fun.
They are a lot of fun. Well, what's fun about Little Shop of Horrors is that Howard Ashman and his husband had a place near Rhinebeck and Fishkill, and Frank Oz lived in this area as well. So it's great to tie into the celebrities of this area as well.
You know, it's funny, whenever I think of Frank Oz, of all the great things that he's been involved in, I think of him checking out the Blues Brothers at the prison in the Blues Brothers. That's whenever I think of Frank Oz. I see him as that guy behind the desk. But anyway, so this...
You see, all I hear is Miss Piggy.
So now, so this will cap... Is this going to like cap your season of The Little Shop of Horrors?
Well, I think that what this is going to do is going to cap primarily our outside things, because as we know, the weather's changing. But absolutely, we are continuing, Marshall. We have things in the works all the way through the new year, but they'll probably be online and, you know, streaming and that kind of thing. But we're not stopping. We got lots of ideas, and we are going to still bring entertainment to our audiences, and now with streaming, beyond.
What's interesting about what you're doing, and I've tried to let people know, with all these different, the patio dinner cabarets, the stage shows outside on the stages, the movies, it's not necessarily, I mean, I want people to understand that this is not a real money-making thing. This is just keeping the theater and the community actively involved.
Absolutely, yep. It's very rare that we're going to make a nickel on these shows. And we've been blessed to have some great sponsors this entire season to help cover some of these costs. But we strictly are relying on the donations of our supporters to continue on, as are the other nonprofits that we're working with.
And by the way, if people want to donate to the Sharon Playhouse, once again, they can do it through SharonPlayhouse.org as well. And your season that was going to be this season is next season, right?
Well, we are hoping, but let's face it, nobody knows what's going to happen. It is our dream, absolutely, or maybe a modified version of it to give the people what they wanted, what we wanted for them, and what, let's face it, what we wanted for ourselves too. And that's okay. So we are definitely working on what next year is going to be.
I've got to thank you too, because what you've done in working so hard to put this together is not only beneficial for the people who live around our area or the people that come to the theater, but for the actors themselves who have been just shut down, for the singers themselves that have just been shut down. You have given them a chance to ply their trade and do something that they sorely missed, and I think it was just a win-win for everybody, and the amount of work you must put this all together is incredible. So thank you for your dedication to the area, and also to the artists. Obviously, the people that you know and work with, I know every time I spoke to any of the artists involved in this, they were extremely appreciative of the opportunity to perform.
And that's so wonderful, and we appreciate them so much. For example, Haley Swindle, who was here last week, such a wonderful Broadway performer. I know you spoke with her, and we've known her for many, many years, and she actually called us at one point, knowing we were doing all of these things since July 4th, and said, oh, can I please be a part? I just want to sing. They, you know, like you said, the actors just want to act. I have 24 actors, I said, in the Spoon River, from Sharon to Spoon River, and they are all thrilled to be doing something, and we're so happy that we can offer them that opportunity.
Well, once again, if you want to find out what's going on, it's SharonPlayhouse.org. But remember, I want to really hit on, once again, the show coming up on October 10th, Free to the Public, that guided theatrical experience from Sharon to Spoon River. And then the movie event to benefit the movie house in Millerton, Little Shop of Horrors, once again. All that's going on at the Sharon Playhouse, the information is available at SharonPlayhouse.org. And guys, thank you for an unanticipated, unexpected break from the pandemic in this late summer and fall of 2020.
Well, Marcia, you are very welcome, and thank you for everything you've done for us and for this community as well.